Oh, I love that you played this, Marquise, for Hal Gill. Hal Gill joining us here, of course, brought to you by Puckett's. Go ahead and let it play. Hal's... Hal, what do you think about that, bud?
What are you guys playing?
So that is Tyler Childers, who is one of my favorite new artists on Sturgill Simpson's label. Go play some Tyler Childers when you get home. Do you like a little country twang, Hal? Are you?
I do. I like the sound. I just picked up on it, and I didn't get the gist of what was going on.
So it's the Grammys.
I'm a little slow.
The Grammys have, I guess, the nominees have come out, and so Marquise is playing only Grammy-nominated songs and artists today on the show. That's the theme.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I'll check it out.
What do you make of you and I got a chance to hang out with Mikael Granlund and UC Saros last night. I know it's a tough time for players going through a stretch of hockey where you're not playing your best, but what did you make of sort of their demeanor and their attitude and sort of how they're taking and approaching this current struggle in terms of how the human element here, how they're handling it?
Yeah, I thought they were pretty good. First of all, it was awesome that they were as in high spirits as they were, because I know the last thing you wanted to be doing is thrust into the media and talking and having a good time. You just kind of want to hide away, focus on what you're supposed to be doing, and get a win. But I think, especially Granlund, he was pretty honest. They talking to him off to the side, he said, "Hey, we had the day off today. We talked about some things. We know what we have to do. We just have to go out and execute it. It's not there's not too much of a panic button. I think there's a concern that he has, but they're very businesslike with, we got to go and do this. They're not going to sit back and look in the past and worry about everything. They got to go and do their job, and I think he's pretty aware of that.
Now, Lavi decided to shake up the lineup a little bit versus Winnipeg. Obviously, it didn't equate to a win, but I think they played better on defense. Santini and Olivier bringing those two guys up. How do you evaluate their performance last game?
I thought Olivier was great. He got heavy on the forecheck. You know what I really liked about him is the back pressure, back checking and coming back hard. I think that's something that's a little bit of bite that's missing out of the Preds right now is coming back hard through the middle, protecting the slot and getting back quicker. Olivier did that really well. Santini, he's on for a goal against and, it was a tough one where he had to try and close his gap pretty quick. And then, I've been there before. That penalty he took, it's a lonely feeling sitting in the box after you sail one out of the rink. But I thought he looked good. He had some physical points. He did a good job protecting the front of the net for the most part. But those are key plays. Those are just, two cogs that they're trying to fit in there to change the team, to get the mindset. So I think both of those guys really – they brought a good mindset to the team more than just their games is what they were doing and what the thought was of them being in the lineup.
Hal Gill joining us here. And Hal, I realize when a team is struggling, everybody has some agency and bears responsibility from the video coordinator to the coach, to the GM, to every player on the roster. Everybody sort of bears responsibility for it. But, Victor Arvidsson has scored one goal in 11 games, but we know what he brings to the table. Ryan Johansson has only got 14 points and two goals. You've played with some big-time elite-level superstars in your career. Is it the responsibility, or was it in the past, for sort of the stars to pick up the team and carry the way and be the true superstars that they are, the highest-paid players on the team? Does it sort of fall to them to get a team out of a slump?
It is a team game, but, when someone makes 20% of what the team is paid, then yeah, it does slide on them. You're looking at the big guns to step up and make plays, and everyone's got to pull on the rope and pull the same way. And when I look at the Preds, there's guys that are having a good year. Benino is having a good year. Yossi and Ellis, I think they're having good years, but are they going to, I think if you ask them, they want to be a lot better. So I think if you went through the whole locker room, everyone would tell you they have more to give and want to give more. But it does. It's all about the stars getting the job done. And if you ask them, I think they'd all be pretty honest and say, to a man, everyone's got to be better, especially those guys.
Now, Hal, looking at the Western Conference, and in particular the Central right now, the Predators trail the Blues by 10 points. Is there that much difference between the two teams? Because I know, you know, when you look at it and the point differential is what it is, but it just seems like, you know, if you kind of put it all out on the table, there's not much separating the Blues and the Predators or even the teams in the middle.
Yeah, there's this league can change so quickly, and we've seen that. This example has been beaten to death, but the St. Louis Blues went from worst to first, and it doesn't take long. It's kind of scary how quick it can turn around, especially in the Central Division. There's so many games against each other that, you know, they just beat each other up, and they're going to be battling. It used to, you know, last year it was Winnipeg and Nashville, back and forth, 1 and 2. And then all of a sudden St. Louis comes out of nowhere. Dallas started to go, you know, there's so much going on. You really have to ride the wave, and it's easy to be feel down and out, but the Preds are right in the thick of this, and they have to realize that every point counts, every game counts. But even if you're way out of it, you're still right in it, which is kind of crazy. But you have to be aware that if they want to go, you know, maybe getting this losing streak out of the way early is a good thing. You learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about attention to detail, and maybe that carries through the rest of the season.
And it only takes 1 week. You could win 3 or 4 games and go from sixth place to second place in this division in a blink of an eye, and it only takes a couple of games. And listen, it could happen starting tonight. They play Vancouver, a huge game, pregame at 6, puck drop at 7. You can listen to the sweet, sultry sounds of Hal Gill this evening on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And Mikhail Granlund said that last night about how quickly it can turn around. You just used the phrase attention to detail, though, which I think is an important one when we're talking about a team that's struggling defensively. You know, effort and work ethic and attention to detail is sort of how you fix some of those things to some degree. How do you balance, as a player, knowing that you sort of need some extra juice because you're struggling, so you're playing Vancouver tonight, so you know you need to be, like, pissed off for greatness, but you also have to, you know, you have to manage the attention to detail as well. How do you manage those two emotions as a player going into a game?
Yeah, when you're losing, and I was talking to Granlund a little bit about it. When you're losing, it's hard. People don't realize that. When you're winning, you know, you just keep rolling. It's fun. You go to the rink. Everything is light, and your life is relatively easy. When you're losing games, it's exhausting because you go to the rink, and you're super sensitive and hyper-focused to all those details. And, you know, you got to be the third man high in the offensive zone, and you got to be the guy that backs up the winger and comes underneath, supports underneath. All these little things that you're focused on, you're super aware, and it's exhausting. And so it's not an easy thing to go through a losing streak because it takes a lot out of you, which, you know, it sounds kind of counterproductive. You'd like to go out there and just be loose and flying and play on instincts, but you really have to focus and tighten the screws. And I think that's what the Preds are going through right now, is that balance between I have to do my job. I have to be in the right spot. I have to make the right play, but I also have to be creative. I have to be loose and flying and get down the wing and make that move that's going to be a highlight reel move to get the big goal and put the team over the top. I have to be that guy. And that's a tough thing to go through. So I think that balance is where you find the good teams are at, is I'm super focused on what I'm doing, but I'm going out having fun doing it. And that's a tough way to go about living and a tough way to play.
Hal, always a pleasure, my friend. Brought to you by Puckett's, of course. Hal Gill on the call tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good morning.
Absolutely. Hal Gill there on the call tonight. Pre-game 6, puck drop at 7. Vancouver in the Stone tonight.
The Stone.
Huge, huge game for their mental state of mind. For the for the Predators. So.
But you said, I mean, you said something interesting, and
oh, I did,
and Hal agreed
occasionally,
and pretty much, you know, echoed. You can go in a matter of, you know, 4 or 5 games. You can go from the last place team, you know, to second place, or even possibly first place. All depends on what the Blues are doing, because they have that type of team where, you know, offensively they can score with anybody. If they can just pick up points consistently for the next 3-4 games, 5 games, they can find themselves back in it, second, third place. And then the overreacting that we're doing can cease, at least for the time being.
No. It's not a Friday.
Yeah.
We get to overreact Monday. On Mondays and Thursdays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Why did he skip it like that, Monday, Thursday, who knows? Tuesday, Wednesday?
Well, he was talking about something, probably practice or something. I don't know.
Practice.
Hey, Tennessee at Missouri. Big one coming up this weekend. All right, big finish when we return.